This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced charges against two notorious Russian cyber criminals Thursday, accusing them of engaging in a decade-long crime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. Maxim Yakubets and Igor Tarashev were key figures in a Russian hacking group known as Evil Corp. They use malicious software to steal more than $100 million from hundreds of banks and financial institutions in more than 40 countries. Brian Benchowski is the Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department's Criminal Division.
Yakubets is a true 21st century criminal who, with the stroke of a key and the click of a mouse, committed cybercrimes across the globe. He's earned his place on the FBI's list of the world's most wanted cyber criminals.
Both men remain at large. The U.S. State Department has announced a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Yakubets. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's public transport networks ground to a halt on Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's pension system. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Thousands of railway workers, teachers, and emergency room medics walked out of work and onto the streets in protest. According to BFM News Channel, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Nantes. In Lyon, banners reading Macron get lost and don't touch our pensions were on display. And in Paris, the transport network ground to a near halt and the Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors. Transport unions have set no end date for the strike, which is one of the biggest public sector actions in decades.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. A 23-year-old rape victim was set on fire by a gang of men, including the alleged rapist, as she made her way to court in northern India on Thursday. Mia Warmersley has more.
Doctors said the 23-year-old rape victim was left in a critical condition after Thursday's attack, stirring public outrage and shame over the number of crimes committed against women. All five men involved in Thursday's attack have been detained, police said in a tweet. Documents seen by Reuters show the woman had filed a complaint in March, alleging that she'd been raped at gunpoint on December the 12th, 2018. Having been subsequently jailed, the alleged rapist was released last week after securing bail, police said.
That's Mia Warmersley of Reuters. A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists Thursday at an Alzheimer's conference in San Diego. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community. And what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
And U.S.-China trade talks held positive territory for markets on Thursday. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ all finished trading in the green. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.